free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, July 9th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Yes, amazing to see this Flynn case continue on and on. I meant to play this yesterday, so I want to get to this right at the very beginning because I don't want to miss it as we get into the other topics we're going to talk about today. And we got a lot of things to talk about. There's a new Karen Act, spelled C-A-R-E-N. Democrats can't spell. They can't think either of what the consequences are going to be about this. We're going to take a look at who is the master and who is a slave today. Oh, they want you to think about 150 years ago, right? And that's the only time in history we've ever had slavery. Well, no, it's alive and well today in many forms. But before we do, I want to take a quick look at what's going on with General Flynn. His lawyer, Sidney Powell, had this to say about the refusal of this obstinate judge and this political persecution. Judge Sullivan refuses to sign the circuit court mandate after 2 weeks, and she says they always do it within 24 to 48 hours. Here's Sidney Powell.
The D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals has basically said, has ordered Judge Sullivan to close the case, and I think he had 24 hours to do so, and he didn't do it. So what's going on? Where are we at here?
Well, they don't really put a time limit on the order, but I can't say in my decades of practice, and we're not going to number those, that I've ever seen a judge not do what he was told to do by what's called a writ of mandamus or extraordinary writ, an order directly from the Circuit Court of Appeals to do something. They always do it within 24 to 48 hours. I just haven't seen that happen with the possible exception of one case way back when I had to get a writ of mandamus issued against a federal district judge twice in the same case. Now, we are certainly hoping that doesn't have to happen here and that the order will be signed shortly because he's not party to the case. That doesn't mean the full court can't review the case on its own, but it would be unprecedented to do so in these circumstances.
Yeah, well, that's kind of where we are right now. And, of course, that was an interview conducted by the Epoch Times. That was Jan Jekulik, I think is the way you pronounce his name, interviewing Sidney Powell, the lawyer who finally got this thing turned around for General Flynn, although they're still hanging on. And what it reminds me of is what this current Department of Justice, the Trump Department of Justice under both Jeff Sessions, and now under Bill Barr, is continuing to try to come after the Bundys and many other people who were falsely and wrongly accused and convicted. After rigging that trial, it was a Bureau of Land Management, that BLM. nothing good ever comes with the initials BLM. But it was actually a good whistleblower inside the agency who blew the whistle on the FBI, the Department of Justice, and the bad guys within the BLM that were trying to rig this, and the judge who had hidden exculpatory evidence, in other words, evidence that would have shown that they were innocent. And after this whistleblower came out, that judge could no longer toe the line. That judge finally dismissed it with prejudice, which should have ended the matter, but of course in the last several years, the Department of Justice, continuing under President Trump, both of these AGs have still been coming after that. And just a reminder that, of course, it was the notes that we saw just recently released about this show that even though the FBI agent investigating this said, well, there's nothing to see here, they had a meeting of the people high up in the FBI and in the Obama administration. They decided that they would spin the case and pivot towards a Logan Act persecution. And it was Biden who put that out there. Yeah, just to remind you of where this is. All right, we're going to be right back. We've got lots to talk about today. School or education, it's time for you to choose. Vaccines, Supreme Court pronouncements, a lot of different things on the agenda. Stay with us.
The 4th of July, 2020. We are here. And despite all the globalist attacks, You, the viewers and listeners of this transmission, have supported us by prayer, by word of mouth, and by buying the products, and you have done all of this. So when you look at the huge effect InfoWars has had, I want you to understand that it's because of what you have done. And myself and the whole crew salute you on this July 4th, 2020. We've got a lot of our best-selling products that were sold out, DNA Force Plus, Bodies, Ultra 12, and others that have been sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off for the 4th of July. We're running the special. I want to encourage you to get these products because they have enriched my life so much. I know they'll enrich your life. And regardless, it's a total 360 win because it funds the InfoWar. The only way we fail is when you don't take action. I don't need to tell you that. You already took action. And I salute and thank you.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, July 9th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is day 115. Day 115 of America held hostage. And as we look at this, the Daily Beast is very excited, saying that in Arizona, you see the pictures of cars that are lined up. I mean, it's like it's the OPEC crisis again of the 1970s. Everybody lined up. Come and get your test. Oh, gee, well, they got a test that returns false positives at a very high rate, and everybody wants to get tested. Oh, well, that means there's a surge. See, there's a surge. I was right. We got to lock it down. Don't reopen. Second wave coming, okay? And that's not the only propaganda psyop of fear that is being run. There's a new part of this that's coming out now that you can see at the top of the Drudge Report. Oh, it's going to destroy your brain. Let me tell you what's going to destroy your brain. Watching CNN news, reading the mainstream media news. We've had so many of these dire pronouncements about COVID. Remember there was like Kawasaki disease or something like that? I forget, some Japanese name or something. It's killing all the kids. Like, no, actually not. And that was and is a rare disease. And so they will come up with any kind of narrative. Remember that? They were pushing that pretty hard for a couple of days a few weeks ago. Now they've got a new narrative that they're pushing to try to scare people. And of course, yeah, the testing is garbage. It absolutely is garbage. The test is garbage. The panic to get tested is garbage. I love this one coming out of Tokyo. Reopened theme parks there are banning screaming on roller coasters. This is the new normal. No fun allowed. You know, you got political correctness. You can't make jokes about anything or anybody, right? Don't talk about any stereotypes. Don't even scream on a roller coaster. There you go. There's the video right there. You got a couple of CEOs in an amusement park, and they've got their masks on, and they're sitting there without moving, and they are going to not be screaming. Both of them clad in masks, and it ends this commercial with the little message, please scream inside your heart. And this is the way they want to try to control and oppress us. It's absolutely amazing. Yeah, there they go. They're finally moving. Well, actually, the roller coaster's moving. They're still not moving. They're still frozen like statues. Oh, yeah, speaking of statues, we got some more news about that, too. New Jersey, however, we get to that later. New Jersey is now going to require face masks in outdoor public places. And you say, well, this is just New Jersey. They're crazy. Yeah, they are crazy. But they are trendsetters in this new normal of tyranny, because it was in New Jersey where you had the first requirements to wear face coverings. Remember? That wasn't a thing at the beginning of this. No. Because this is a political and psychological control, they have to roll it out in gradual steps. We got phases here. So now we're in the next phase. Now we got to wear masks. It's required. So, you know, you got to roll this thing out. Even as the death rates are falling, the regulations are rising dramatically. They got to save this stuff a little bit by at a time. By the way, here in Texas, where we've now had Greg Abbott go to the dark side, yes, he's felt the force. He had all these voices from the force calling to him on social media. Don't reopen, don't reopen, don't reopen. And so he decided he would shut it down. And he's now gone to the dark side. And the GOP in-person meeting for the Texas GOP is not going to happen in Texas. Houston Convention Center operator, where it was going to be held, said, nope, we're going to cancel that. You know, because the governor said so. So he's, and the Republican Party are getting a big dose of this COVID political correctness now. There's already some GOP people who were, and I love this picture that the Texas Tribune put out there. This to them is the Republican Party. A lot of elderly people and the thing. So, yeah, that's for them what they want you to think the Republican Party is. That's it right there. You know, people do that. It's like they pick the pictures of John McCain where they had him lit from below so that he looked like a universal monster from the 1930s, you know, which actually that was kind of correct. It was a fossil. It was kind of a hangover from Universal Monster movies in the 1930s. A group of Texas sheriffs, meanwhile, have said they will not enforce the governor's coronavirus mask rule. One of them called it draconian. Yeah, he's absolutely right. The Houston Police Officers Union President, Joe Gamaldi, said, while we in law enforcement are desperately trying to build trust with our community, and are spread incredibly thin with a huge rise in violent crime, we're now expected to enforce yet another draconian mask law? Well, everyone needs to wear a mask, but don't put us in this position. See, that he actually hit on something that I think is a very important part and should be an important part of the discussion of what is happening in this country with policing. And we'll be talking about the Karen Act that is been proposed in San Francisco, and they don't even know how to spell Karen. But the Karen Act and this mask mandate by Governor Abbott are equally crazy, quite frankly. Equally crazy. Abbott has gone to San Francisco-style dictates. That's where he is now. Greg Abbott has become as deranged as the Pelosi San Francisco Democrats. And in both of these cases, with the Karen Act and with the Abbott Mask Act, hey, Abbott, do you realize that? Do you realize that the problem with the police, more than anything, before you even get to the excessive use of force, the problem is excessive laws, excessive regulations, putting the police, having the police jump into situations where they really shouldn't be involved. And then that creates a pushback. And then the next step is the government tells them, yeah, do whatever you want to these slaves. We'll get your back. And then they don't have your back, do they? Anyway, back to the COVID shakedown that we've got going here. COVID-19 is close to losing its epidemic status in the U.S., according to the CDC. And I pointed this out a couple of days ago. And they have a threshold of 5.9%, which is where the death rate is right now in terms of people who are identified with it. I don't know how that is. A total death per week, the threshold for pneumonia, influenza, and COVID-19 fluctuates on the time of the year and so forth. So they're very concerned. And of course, this is not 5.9% of the people who get it who died. No, that actually, the total is the case fatality rate. So I don't know. I guess 5.9% is the number of deaths overall. Because the case fatality rate is now down where it is with the flu, typically with the flu. But nevertheless, it's right there at the threshold. However, the CDC cooks the books and defines the numbers of epidemic. It is right there at the borderline. And so you have Fauci coming out and saying, focusing on the lower death rates is a false narrative. Yeah, we don't want to be concerned about that, right? No, don't pay any attention to that's all they wanted to talk about at the beginning. Because they could make it anything that they wanted. They didn't have any tests. Remember when they had no tests? And they just presumed that people had it and died with it and died from it, that it was the principal cause of death? And they could make the case fatality rate anything that they wanted. And they made like 10, 15 times what it was. Now the number of cases is what he wants you to focus on, because now they've got tests out there that are giving false positives. And then they're telling everybody, hey, if you got a hospital, anybody comes in, you test them for this. If they've got any sign they had it, you say that's why they're in the hospital. On and on, and the different rules that we told you about last week. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at band.video. Get it out and expose the hoax. When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call into the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response. You order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Bodies. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July. And Bodies has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one stronger. We don't know about it, or we have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. Fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. I salute and thank you all. The globalists want us domesticated. They want us inside our homes, watching our televisions and being controlled by our, quote, smartphones. Everybody knows this. It's their admitted goal. We've had whistleblowers from Facebook, Twitter, and Google go public and say at the highest levels, their job is to make you neurotic, destroy your mind, and take over your life. And now the COVID hysteria is all about that. I recently had a woman in the street while I was with my youngest daughter, and my daughter walked close to her and she said, get away 6 feet, and gave her a super ugly look. This, ladies and gentlemen, is mental illness. My daughter walking 4 feet from some old woman is not a crime. The old woman's mental illness is the crime if we give in to it. This is total and complete mind control. We must expose the COVID hoax now. They are going to continue to clamp down using this. It's a UN Bill Gates plan. They've been proven to be criminal liars, and they must be defeated. They must be exposed.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a 4-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, I was talking about the epidemic status and that percentage, 5.9%, the threshold. That means what percentage of total deaths is due to this one particular thing. In this particular case, what they're talking about, CDC is talking about, is COVID-19. And so when you look at, 5-6% of total deaths, that means that your chance of dying, and you wouldn't know it to look around you, to look at the stores, everybody running around with masks, and they've got things mapped off, only come in this way, go out that way, marks on the floor, masks on your face. You would think that almost everybody's dying of this, right? And that it is the greatest threat. It's not only is the case fatality rate no different than regular flu, but it's also the fact that if it's 6% of the people who die are dying from this, again, playing by the CDC definition of COVID death, which is incredibly inflated and suspect. But let's just go with that for a second. That means that you've got a 94% chance of dying from something else. Dying from something else. And yet, everybody is acting like this is the only thing that you can die from. It's absolutely insane. It is a psychological psyop, is really what we're talking about here. And Fauci is out there with a Freudian slip, I think, saying that the death rates is a false narrative. Well, yeah, it has been a false narrative that Fauci and his people have used from the very beginning. It has been a false narrative. They said anybody that's got any kind of respiratory illness, we're going to say that's COVID. We're not have tests for it. Tests? We don't have any tests. We didn't produce any tests for this. And then we're going to presume if they die, no matter what else is wrong, we're going to presume that they died from that. A good example of this is a story from the Gateway Pundit. This is how the media lies to the American people. The Carson Leigh Davis coronavirus story. A Florida teenager, Carson Leigh Davis, died June 23rd, Fort Myers, Florida, from, quote, complications of the coronavirus. And then you look at all of the headlines, and you've got ABC News saying, well, she attended a large church event, and she took hydroxychloroquine. See, that's what killed her. The church and hydroxychloroquine killed her. Tampa Bay Times, teen, attended a gathering, a church gathering. Given unproven drugs before her COVID-19 death. Now, what they don't tell you is this poor young girl was struggling with both cancer and autoimmune disease. Oh, that's not mentioned. No. It's just hydroxychloroquine and church that kills people, right? Actually, probably the two of those things are the only thing that are your only hope for much of this stuff. But, the death rates is a false narrative. I mean, it was kind of a Freudian or maybe a Faucian slip, right? To tell people this. It's a false narrative to take comfort in a lower rate of death. There's so many other things that are very dangerous and bad about this virus, said Fauci. Well, things like attacks on healthy people. How about that? Yeah, that's pretty serious. How about medical tyranny? How about the laws of the Constitution, due process, due rights? Locking up healthy people. Well, those are all very serious that come along with this virus called Fauci. How about forced vaccination? How about a forced global depression? And I'm talking about mental as well as economic. How about destroying people's lives? Does that matter? 29 more times more people will die of lockdown measures than from the virus itself. Right, so LouRockwell.com. False promises of a vaccine, failure to recognize a combination of viral and bacterial infection, better explain COVID-19 related deaths. It doesn't have anything to do with lockdowns. I point out, and I'll point out again, Japan ended their concern about their measures about COVID-19, even though you got private corporations that are still pulling the kind of garbage like, don't scream on the roller coasters, wear a mask on the roller coasters and don't scream. They had 851 deaths. And so now people have to ride roller coasters with masks on their faces and not scream. But they didn't lock down their economy and had 851 deaths out of I don't know how many millions of people in Japan. Also, in Romania, researchers claim the data shows that very few patients died solely of COVID-19 virus alone. They theorize there a synergistic combination of virus and tuberculosis bacteria, the likely reason why some people die a horrid death. That's one of the reasons why the, you know, hydroxychloroquine by itself was not what people recommended. They recommended hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and azithromycin, Z-Pak, for co-infections to cover the bases. But it's the churches, right? Just like they said about that young teen in Florida. She went to church, she took hydroxychloroquine, she died. There you go. That's it. That's the pattern. And even Reason Magazine, you know, I talked a great deal yesterday about the ridiculous attacks by the New York Times and by DeNews that you saw listed at the top of the Drudge Report yesterday. Just unbelievable. Yeah, the virus, you can't sing in churches and the virus permeates these sermons. That's what they actually said in that garbage publication, DeNews. Nothing but hate and prejudice being sold about that. And even Reason Magazine, not a Christian publication, by the way, said churches, which account for 0.02% of COVID-19 cases, are labeled as, quote, a major source of infection by the New York Times. Think about that. What about the other 99.98% of the COVID cases? Those are not major sources, right? 99.98% of the cases ignored, but we're going to focus on the 0.02% of the cases in churches. Ad nauseum. Every day you'll see this at the top of the Drudge Report, at top of the New York Times, at top of the Washington Post. The churches have got to be stopped. They got to be shut down. No agenda here, is there? Churches were eager to reopen, said the headlines, the New York Times. Now they're a major source of coronavirus infection. And what are they talking about to get that? The New York Times starts talking about church-related infections, quote, since the beginning of the pandemic, unquote. So it's got a tally of 650 people. Doesn't tell us what happened, says Reason Magazine. Doesn't tell us what happened since services resumed after the lockdowns are lifted. They just get a running total. This is why all this stuff. That's why, you know, when Fauci says, don't focus on the death rates. It's a false narrative. It's a false news, right? It is. It is false news, especially the way they use it. The headlines, the totals at the top of the web pages. Look at this. Since the beginning of time, we have presumed that this many people have died of COVID-19. They don't do a running total of the cumulative deficits, the national debt, you know, watching that thing go up, $1 trillion per month. Oh, no, we don't do that running total anymore. Instead, we do a running total of something that's not even real. It's just made up by the CDC. Yeah, we just presume that this is a number, and we're going to keep adding to it. We're not going to talk about the rate at which it's increasing. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I told you this 5 months ago, and now it's official. The lockdown is directed by the United Nations and is permanent. The psychological war chiefs that developed the COVID-19 mind control hoax knew that once they got the public for several months to wear masks and social distance, they would be able to permanently turn it on and off at any time they want by putting handcuffs on someone and then add new demands that people take forced inoculations, that they have contact tracing on their phones, and that every aspect of our lives be controlled. This is all complete and total preparation for world government, forced inoculation, and complete enslavement of the human population. This is medical tyranny. This is the Bill and Melinda Gates UN takeover. This is the end of civilization as you know it. Living in denial only empowers the enemy. If you want to break free from this trance, there's not much time. Warn everyone you know that it's a giant hoax. Show them the numbers. Show them the facts. And explain that it's the end of the world as we know it if we don't wake up and resist.
As we enter the critical month of July, it is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months. My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their 4 plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush. Just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated in the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand-selected. It's beyond organic. Wild-crafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks, we've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag, 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you, so don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Bodies, really strong extract of turmeric formula. Sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus, the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for yourself. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high-quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue, greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12, super high-quality B12, again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Still X2, Nascent Iodine Spray, 33% off, and so much more. So I want to thank you all this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Yeah, it's day 115 of this nonsense. I've got a whole section here on hate hoaxes. We've got a new one, a couple of them today. But it's the coronavirus hoax that is really shutting everything down in this country in every possible way. Day 115. And I mean, just look at the headlines on the Drudge Report. It's all freak out stuff. You know, you're going to die. It's going to be a new mental illness. Is there? Every day, you know, it's like, well, we think this other disease is connected to it. Funny how all these people who are dying with 2 to 3 comorbidities. Oh, no. It's just the coronavirus by itself. But now that the death rate is plummeting, they've got to come back and say, oh, well, look over here. You know, we had a place here where the death rate went up. We got a peak virus because we're testing people now. Look at this. Freak out in Arizona. Big death day. Trump and Fauci are fighting. Well, no. Actually, I'm afraid not. As a matter of fact, earlier today, I saw there's a fake Twitter account that is real Donald Trump and then an underscore. So that is truncated. And I saw this person had like, you know, 20,000 tweets. It came up at the top of my feed when I went in. And so, you know, picture of Trump says real Donald Trump. I didn't see the underscore there. And just a question. So should I fire Fauci type of thing, right? Which is the type of thing that you would expect Trump to do. And thousands of tweets there. So I was taken in by that fake one. Immediately people said, this is a fake account. I said, oh, okay, you got me. But I said, well, you know, you have to ask. Do you really have to ask at this point? Over these many months, do you have to ask? Yeah, but it's not enough to fire him, is it? You've got to undo the damage that he's done, the psychological damage that he and the media have done. Look, I don't care who's pushing this stuff, right? It could be pushed by any conservative media. And when Drudge is pushing this stuff, I'm not going to shut up about it. Because somebody that's destroying this country with lies, I don't care who they are or who they've been or who's running that site now. I really don't care. You try to shut this country down, you are the enemy of this country. Especially people who stab us in the back. People like Abbott. And I would put Trump in that category as well with what he's doing with vaccines. I don't have any loyalty to people. You hear all this stuff, trust the plan? You know what that sounds like? Trust the man. I've got a plan. We had a great plan in this country. It was called the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. That's the plan that I trust. That's the plan these people swore to. They also made some other promises that they haven't kept either. Individual liberty, informed consent when it comes to vaccines that are being prepared in mass for each and every one of us with no testing. New and dangerous ways to do vaccines. After these people were given immunity, legal immunity from any harm that they did to people in 1986 by Fauci. He was the one pushing that through. One of the first things he did. And now he's pushing this Operation Warp Speed through to finish this up with Trump after he pushed through vaccine immunity with Reagan. You know, I'm done with political parties. I'm done with supporting individuals. We've got to focus on principles. That's the way they get you. You're going to have to, it's going to be necessary if Trump really wants to do anything about this. And I really don't think he does. I think all this stuff is just, you know, it's Punch and Judy time. Trump versus Fauci. On Twitter, right? It's just a Punch and Judy show. The controlled opposition is what Trump is. And so, yeah, he's got a Fauci fight. Look, you don't have to fight Fauci. What you have to do is fire Fauci. It's very simple. If you want to be president, you fire Fauci. And that's the first thing you got to do. Second thing you got to do is put real scientists in there who have been right about this from the very beginning. Real scientists were questioning this whole procedure from the very beginning. Even Fauci, with all of his fake pandemics of the past, has never suggested anything like this. It's one of the reasons why I wasn't taken in by this. And so you got to have some real scientists. It's not going to be enough, even if Trump decided that he was going to have to, in an act of desperation to win, get rid of Fauci. Just firing him is not going to work. He's going to become a hero of the left, just like Comey did. You're going to have to put somebody in there that talks the American public down off of the bridge that they're about to jump off of. You know, we've got a suicidal America right now. Yeah, actual suicide rates have gone up by over 400%. And all of America is suicidal right now. And you've got to have some real scientists, some real doctors, and they've been talking about this from the very beginning, but those people are purged. And nothing is done to help them, just like nothing is done to help honest, independent media that gets purged from social media. Trump hasn't done anything about that either. And so you need to support these doctors, like the doctor and politician out of Minnesota. Now they're coming for his medical license. No support from the federal government on that, right? No pushback. I mean, make that guy the Surgeon General of the U.S. instead of this stooge, this crony of Pence. Who was telling everybody, now you got to wear the mask. Wear the mask. It's patriotic. Anyway, so we look at the churches. Reason points out that New York Times is looking at a cumulative death total, not even looking at what has happened since reopening, and saying, see, the churches, they're the center of all this, and cherry picking one story after the other, just like they did with that poor girl who was she 19 years old? Look at this. She died from going to church. She died from taking hydroxychloroquine. She died because her parents are Christians. Well, she also had cancer and autoimmune disease as well. Babylon Bee's got it right here. This is what churches need to do. A church hangs a Black Lives Matter banner up in front to prevent the spread of coronavirus. See, there you go. That does it right there. Because, you know, New York Times, none of these people, they're not any of them are worried about Black Lives Matter stuff. So, you know, if you tell everybody, no, it's not a church service. It's a Black Lives Matter protest. And, you know, just take down the cross, put up a Black Lives Matter meets here, and you'll be fine. And they will all leave you alone. You'll probably get a bigger crowd, too. meanwhile, Andrew Cuomo's New York Health Department clears Andrew Cuomo of responsibility for the nursing home deaths. I love that headline from legalinsurrection.com. That says it all. Of course, the New York Times is not buying that, and nope, neither should you. All right, let's take a quick look then. In the time that we got left, we'll start taking a look at the Karen Act. This is something that's new that's been proposed in San Francisco by some Democrats who don't even know how to spell Karen. They spell it C-A-R-E-N. But, you know, they have to have that little acronym there. And what I thought was funny when I first saw this was usually you have these cooked up acronyms, like the Patriot Act. It is exactly the opposite of what it says it is, right? The Patriot Act, the most unpatriotic thing we've ever seen in our life. And so they call it the Patriot Act to destroy the Constitution. Well, this thing, actually, the Karen Act is actually strange because it actually is a Karen Act. It actually is a associated with rude, obnoxious, insufferable behavior, which is what you typically get from Democrats, right? And so in that respect, it really is an anomaly. They really have truly, if they don't have the correct spelling, they at least have truth in advertising. It's the Democrats who are the true Karens. And I hate to use that because it really grates on my wife, whose name is Karen, and she's really nice. She's not like this at all. And she's like, that really bothers her. This has now become a meme, a thing. But you should be bothered more than anything about this actual act. And when we come back, we're going to tell you about what's been proposed with the Karen Act in San Francisco with a C, Karen with a C, and what has also been proposed in Oakland. This is taking hate crimes to an absurd new level, folks. And you should all be concerned about this latest trend of the Democrat loony left. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at Band.Video. Get it out and expose the hoax.
United Nations is publicly depopulating Africa and many other third world sectors of the world. Bill and Melinda Gates, that control the UNWHO, openly say they want to depopulate brown people. It is absurdist that Apple and Google and Nike have slave factories in China, the worst on the planet, and then lecture white people in America how they're bad to black people. And now all over the world, people are taking knees, trying to overthrow police and put leftists in control. This is a totally sickening, disgusting joke. You ever heard the saying, keep your friends close, enemies closer? Leftists are evil and they divide and conquer people. But at the heart of them is a eugenics-based depopulation operation. Why aren't Black Lives Matter at Cold Springs Harbor in New York, where they run the whole operation trying to topple statues? Why aren't they at the United Nations? Because they're controlled by the UN and being directed by their masters. 2020 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air. And we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all. Thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once a year mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months. And it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
The new Karen Act coming out of San Francisco. A San Francisco public official introduced an ordinance that makes it illegal for individuals to make groundless, quote, racially biased 9/11 calls. This is the New American reporting this. And, of course, I'm sure that you know that this is just white people. White people. Because, you know, only white people can be racist. So, therefore, this is for only non-white perps. They call it the Karen Act, but they don't know how to spell Karen, so they spell it with a C because it's got to fit the acronym here. Caution Against Racially Exploitative Non-Emergencies Act. And the guy who introduced it, I think it's a guy, Shaman. It could be a woman. I don't know. It's an unusual name. Last name is Walton. So Walton said the ordinance would, quote, protect the rights of communities of color. There you go. See, it's only to protect people of color. And to cite why this is needed, talked about the fact that a white couple called the police on a Filipino man who stenciled Black Lives Matter in front of his home there in San Francisco. You think that's unjustified? I don't necessarily think that's unjustified. Now, they gave some other examples of this, and we've talked about this in terms of the New Yorker, 41-year-old Amy Cooper, has been in the news quite a bit, who, because it was a black man who was doing bird watching and she was walking her dog in the park, and I looked at it and I just thought that this was a bunch of, back and forth about, COVID anger. And, somebody says, hey, get your dog away, he's scaring away the birds type of thing. And they got into an argument, so she called the cops on him. And they charged her now, Monday, with falsely reporting an incident in the third degree. Now, that is a misdemeanor, and there are some penalties associated with that. And quite frankly, I don't think she should have called the cops on him. I thought it was an outrageous story when I saw it. But then they talk about what happened in, and then there was a case of actual coronavirus fear. in California, in Alameda, California. You had the black guy, and I reported this. I said, can you believe this? It's not, and when I talked about what happened, I said, you know, this is a bunch of nosy neighbors. You know, I call them Gladys Kravitz types instead of Karens from the TV show. But, you've got a black guy who is exercising outside. I said, this is absolutely ridiculous, but this is what it's coming to. Turning the country into a bunch of Stasi snitches because of coronavirus. That's what I saw. But they look at it and they say black and white. It's like, I think the underlying thing going on here is this kind of Corona Stasi mentality rather than racism. But, you know, this is a guy who's been exercising outside, exercising the streets. They called the cops on him and so forth. And so anyway, using those three things, they cited that. You've also got a state assemblyman out of Oakland, California, right across the bay from the San Francisco, proposing legislation back in June to classify any discriminatory police calls as hate crime. So you look at these two things, and now what we've seen is the escalation of hate crimes, which I think there should not be any hate crimes. I mean, if you got somebody that gets violent and hurts somebody, go after them for that. But when you punish them for hate or you add that as a separate crime, and they do a great job of describing this in The New American, they say, assault, for example, is already a crime. But by creating a hate crime associated with that assault, then you're assuming motivations out of this of racism, and then racism itself becomes a crime. And so then any act of racism is a hate crime on par with the actual crime of assault. And this is where this is going, even though no real act of violence occurred. And that's the problem. It's also a problem, as I pointed out before, you look at something like hate as a motivation to try to identify somebody who committed a crime. You know, if you kill somebody, right? Was this person in the area? Do they have a history of hating people or homosexuals because this guy was killed and it looks like he was killed because he was homosexual or something? So you look at this and you say, well, are there other things circumstantial? Is there a preponderance of circumstantial evidence that's going to indicate this? And that's where motivations could and should come in if people are trying to build that case, because it can be difficult to determine who committed an actual crime. But then they make the motivation a crime. And now you're starting to do something that really cannot be proven. Because what is this person thinking, really? And so what is this going to result in? As they point out, because the left can define what is and is not racist as they see fit, they now have a legal weapon with which they can throw their opponents in jail by deeming their political speech to be racist and thus a hate crime. And the other thing about this is that, of course, as we see with the situation with Amy Cooper and the black man who was bird watching in Central Park, she's being charged with a falsely reporting an incident. And that is a crime. But this guy's bill would allow the victim, so-called victim of any incident, to sue the caller for up to $10,000, right? And so the net result of this, as Reason is looking at this as well, is this is to intimidate people from actually calling the police, because there's going to be a bigger Karen out there. And that's going to be the legal lawsuit system. Determining whether a person has malicious intent when calling 911 or whether they're actually misinterpreted another person's behavior is going to be a can of worms. And so besides turning it into a separate crime, besides attaching a large dollar amount to this, there doesn't have to be any finding that this person actually falsely turned this in. In other words, this woman in Central Park, she's been charged with making a false 9/11 call. And she will be given due process in that. And if she's found guilty, there will be a punishment for that. And I think it's something like $1,000 or something she could get. But under this law, there is no due process You don't even have to prove that it was false. All you have to do is say, well, it discriminates against this person. This person felt humiliated or embarrassed because of this. And, you know, you're a white person and this person is a person of color. So therefore, you are the guilty party. As I point out, it's going to be a, once this starts, people are going to start spelunking through your social media history, looking for any kind of wrong think there, and then using that to turn that into cash. And Reason points out the real problem is being dodged here. The real problem is we have too many laws, and we have too much policing of private behavior. And I've said this from the very beginning. You know, when we talk about excessive use of police force, one of the reasons that happens is because we've got excessive policies, excessive laws. And as a follow-up as to what's going on in New York, the guy who was the victim of that, the bird watcher, who said, you know, get control, put your dog on a leash or something, so she called the cops. They are trying to get her with a maximum one-year jail sentence, and they want to make an example out of her. He, on the other hand, the black guy, Christian Cooper, said he's not going to cooperate with the prosecutor's office. He said, quote, on the one hand, she's already paid a steep price, and that's not enough of a deterrent to others. Bringing her more misery just seems like piling on. Good for him. As Reason Magazine finishes up, they say, you don't fight Karen by being the bigger, more powerful Karen. And that's precisely what government has turned into. Speaking of which, we're going to have got a couple of hate hoaxes that have just come up. And, of course, the biggest hate hoax of all is Black Lives Matter, isn't it? The ultimate Karens out there who are doing graffiti, vandalism of statues, trespassing, looting, and other violent acts. You know, but those are actual physical things. But they're not even being punished. Meanwhile, we're going to come after people without even any due process and start purging the hate in our society. All right, we're going to talk more about that when we come back. Before we go to break, I just want to remind you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Our 4th of July super sale has continued. Free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points, up to 60% off. We have 50% off DNA Force Plus. We have 50% off Winter Sun Plus, vitamin D to support the health of your immune system, and many other products, 50 to 60% off, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com.
When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response, you order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Bodies. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July. And Bodies has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one stronger. We don't know about it, or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. And find the InfoWar at InfoWarStore.com. And I salute and thank you all. Ultra 12 is already our overall number one bestseller. Ultra 12 is twice as strong as Secret 12 for an even lower price because I signed a huge multi-year contract to guarantee to buy a ton of it. And my bet ended up to be successful so far. Folks are ordering it in mass. They're getting great responses. They're giving us incredible reviews because we know what vitamin B12 of this type does, taken under the tongue where it's more absorbable. It supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, help the body produce more energy, help produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function, and so much more. You can take all the energy drinks and they won't do anything if you don't have the basics already in your body, like vitamin B12. Whether you're old, whether you're young, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you live in Japan or the United States, Ultra 12 is the best vitamin B12 you're going to find out there. It's uber absorbable and it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Well, what is Joe Biden up to? Well, not even Joe knows. We have a clip here. Joe Biden forgetting his own proposal while reading from a teleprompter during his basement conference's latest one here. Let's play video clip number 6, Joe Biden.
Lonnie knows I believe this every fiber of my being. We're posed. What I proposed is it can be done. I think we're in a position to really make it happen. And my team and your team are already working closely together to light up the path forward here. Critical laws like the PRO Act to strengthen collective bargaining. On politics like prevailing and, look, I guess I'm taking too much time, but, you know.
Yeah, there you go. What can we say about that? He forgets his own proposal. It can be done, whatever it is. I'm sure it can be done. And, he does have a proposal. He is embracing the Green New Deal. And maybe Joe forgot that the Green New Deal has already been done. We did it 115 days ago when we locked everything down. You know, that was a hallmark of the Green New Deal. Let's shut down production. Let's shut down travel. Let's take people's jobs and put them on universal basic income. Let's stop the use of all energy, you know, but it was all done for the COVID virus. I mean, Joe, this is so 2019, the Green New Deal. I mean, we're way beyond that now. We're on to reparations. That's what the squad is now pushing right now. Reparations. Just because you're black. And then we have to get into this messy thing, because this is going to be a real windfall for the people who research your family history, right? And we're going to go back through the family trees, and we're going to have to figure out what percentage black and white everybody is, so we can figure out who pays who, you know, for the money, because that's what it is. It isn't anything to do with even hate. You know, you're hateful if you're white, and you're a victim if you're black. So what happens with Barack Obama? What happens with Barack Obama's kids? You know, he's half white. They're one quarter white. Do they have to pay Michelle? How does this work? Or de Blasio's kids? Or Bubba Wallace? What happens to Bubba at NewsCar? You know, he's got one black parent and one white parent. I mean, this is going to break up families just like a new civil war when we start with this reparation stuff. And I don't know where it all ends. I mean, we're going to be snooping into everybody's genealogy and family tree here. Biden is embracing the Green New Deal in a newly released Biden-Sanders policy platform. No, folks, they're going to keep this in place. But quite frankly, I don't know if Trump doesn't get rid of Fauci. We're going to just live under Green New Deal anyway. They can call it whatever they want. I mean, it could be the Yellow New Deal, because of COVID mucus or something. I don't know. Whatever. Could be green. I don't know. Whatever color it is, for you people who've had it, that's what we'll call the New Deal. I think it's a raw deal. I think it's communism writ large, quite frankly. And it's why I can't stand the 115 days we've got here, but, yeah, we're going to ensure that the U.S. achieves 100% clean energy economy and reaches net zero emissions no later than 2050. Well, that's not going to satisfy these people. They've got to have it by 2030. And maybe he hasn't seen Michael Moore's documentary that got Michael Moore purged by the crowd that he wants to cater to, talking about what a corporate fraud renewable energy is. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about the corporate fraud of this whole master-slave debate. Are you the master or are you the slave? Are you free? All right, we'll look at that question when we come back. Stay with us.
4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Bodies, really strong extract of turmeric formula. It's been sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for your cells. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high-quality vitamin D3 taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12, super high-quality B12, again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Cell X2, Nascent Iodine Spray, 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all this July 4th coming up for standing with us. I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, let's talk about slavery. Who is the master? Who is the slave? We have Democrats threatening to shut down the government if you don't get those Democrat statues out of there. I'm sorry, Confederate statues. Nancy Pelosi said, I believe there is no room for celebrating the violent bigotry of the men of the Democrat Party. Oh, I'm sorry, men of the Confederacy is what she wrote, yeah. Quite frankly, shutting down the government was something that the Confederates were never able to accomplish. And Nancy Pelosi and these Democrats are going to be able to do it. More power to them. I hope they succeed. Some of the statues that are going to come down are going to be, one of them is going to be Uriah Milton Rose of Arkansas, who founded the Rose Law Firm. Oh, let's see, who was it that went there? Oh, that's right. Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton's law firm. Do they have a statue to Robert Byrd or other hero? I don't think they ever put a statue up of him yet. But just give them time. I'm sure that after they get rid of the Democrats from 150 years ago, they will be able to put up the new Democrats who are trying to enact the system of slavery for each and every one of us, working very hard on that, quite frankly. But they don't want to pay any attention to the fact that slavery is now rampant in Africa, of all places. Imagine that. Imagine that in Africa and the Middle East, all of these people like Ilhan Omar, you know, the Muslims and the Black Lives Matter people, the black Muslims, as I was showing you yesterday, the fact that the Muslims are really jumping into the Black Lives Matter and have been for 4 or 5 years, going back 2016. They have a group there called Imam, which is helping black people to overthrow the system. That's what Ilhan Omar is doing, and they're all saying this is because of slavery. Well, here's the reality coming from Giulio Miotti at the Gatestone Institute. He says, for the intersectional activists, the U.S. is the world's biggest oppressor. Not China, not North Korea, not Saudi Arabia, not Iran. And he's got put together in an article here, a lot of people in France who have escaped places in of oppression throughout Africa and the Middle East are very upset about the fact that these other people who also escaped are now burning down France. And so they have something to say about that. You know, France where they had all the cotton plantations and slavery. Oh, that's right, that didn't happen there. But they're still burning down France anyway. The new anti-racism is racism described as humanism. Every white person is bad and every black person is a victim, says Abnous Shalmani, born in Tehran but now living in Paris. And upset about what is really going on because they see wait a minute. I escaped the system that you're describing, and that's going on right now. And you're burning down Paris? Why? Oh, okay. America looks very different if you grew up, as I did, in Africa and the Middle East, said Ayan Hirsi Ali. She said that in the Wall Street Journal, June 26. And when you look at what else she had to say, and by the way, she's coming from Somalia, where Congresswoman Ilhan Omar came from. The difference is that Ayaan Hirsi Ali was a victim of what was going on there, where Ilhan Omar and her Marxist father with the government were the perpetrators of what was going on there. The war, the division, the persecution, the Marxism and slavery. So this Somalian woman says, what the media do not tell you is that America is the best place on the planet to be black, female, gay, trans, or what have you. We have our problems and we need to address those, but our society and our systems are far from racist. Wow, just contrast that to Ilhan Omar, right? And what the rest of these Democrats, we've got Jeff Bezos in Seattle, so we've got to destroy the system of America. We got a police brutality incident over here, and it's only about racism, and so we have to destroy everything in America, the entire system. No, this lady says, no, actually, for all of our problems, it's the best place. And she should know, because she came from where Marxist Ilhan Omar was. You know, if Ilhan thinks that she's got it all solved and thinks that America is so much worse than Somalia, she should go back. Anyway, today slavery still exists in Africa, the Middle East. A Muslim poet, Kamel, and his last name is Bashaka, I think is how you pronounce his name, wrote in a French paper, he said, we must not forget that Arab Muslims have been the champions in this field of slavery. That's right. Where did they acquire? You know, it was America got its African slaves transported here by the British. Where did the British get them from? Did they go into Africa and capture the slaves? No, the slaves were captured by other Africans and predominantly by Muslims and then sold to the British, who then brought them to America and sold them. But we don't want to go back that far, right? We want to just stop it at America's borders. And maybe we'll include the British in it as we destroy the UK as well. Anyway, this Muslim poet says, emirs and sultans bought entire convoys of young black people to make into eunuchs so they could guard their harems. And this continued with the Ottoman emperors, you know, the Turks. Even today, Mauritania and Saudi Arabia are still housing their own Ku Klux Klan. Slavery is still the order of the day in Mauritania. As for Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, all you have to do is find out about young Asian girls that the potentates hire as maid servants. An investigation by the BBC Arabic found that domestic workers in Saudi Arabia are even being sold online in a slave market that is booming. And I reported that. He goes on to say, so in the palace of the Republic in Paris, or on the Avenue of Louis in Brussels, there are vengeful thugs fed with hatred, taking advantage of the allotments that these two countries offer them. In other words, they're living on welfare. And they're attacking the past of those who enabled them to free themselves from their dictatorships. People who fled from Gaddafi and other tyrants in Africa come and spit incomprehensible hatred in Paris and Brussels. He goes on to say in his article that just one brave group of dissidents in the Islamic world are defending the West better than the Westerners are doing themselves. Why? Well, because the Westerners have been taught to hate themselves, especially the white liberals. Self-hatred, self-loathing to the extent that they can't defend themselves. And so it's kind of fallen to these people who have escaped these dictatorships in Africa and the Islamic world to say, wait a minute, we don't want what Ilhan Omar wants. We escaped that. They said they outspokenly criticize the practice of Islam from which they fled. They also know that arousing historic and racial resentment is a dangerous game. And that's where the Democrats are going. That's where the squad is going. Reparations. Trying to arouse racial resentment, a race war. Said, for Western cultural multiculturalism, they are considered to be heretical. Quote, we are seen by communities as traitors, accused by the liberal elites in the West of stigmatizing. An Algerian writer, Kamel Daoud, said there is an instinct for death in the air, an instinct for total revolution. According to some, the West is guilty by definition, and we find ourselves not in a demand for change, but little by little, in a demand for destruction, the restoration of a barbarity of revenge. This is the essence of this, folks. Reparations is about trying to create not only a race war, but a basis of revenge and recrimination. And this is what the Democrats are pushing. They're pushing us into a hot civil war. Kamal Daoud also says these are anti-Western Soviet-style trials. It is forbidden to say that the West is also the place to which we flee when we want to escape the injustice of our country of origin. Dictatorship, war, hunger, or simply boredom. It is fashionable to say that the West is guilty of everything. He said, the great announcement of anti-racism is the return of the Inquisition. That is precisely what they intended, the Democrats. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off bodies. Really strong extract of turmeric formula. It's been sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for yourself. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high quality vitamin D3 taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Shield X2. Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all this July 4th coming up for standing with us. I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund hardcore truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all. 2020 is a very special year to the globalist, to the occultist, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once a year mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action.
Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got a
these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at band.video. Get it out and expose the hoax.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Supreme Court, we got a lot of Supreme Court news, actually. I already had a stack of Supreme Court cases that have been coming out the last couple of days. They have just allowed a political witch hunt to proceed into President Trump's tax returns. I wonder how President Trump feels about the Supreme Court now. You know, when you, this is a lesson conservatives need to learn. I've talked about how, in order to get our country back, for the longest time, I said we have to end judicial supremacy. And judicial supremacy is ultimately about the supremacy of the Supreme Court over everything, the Constitution, over individuals, over states, over the Ninth and Tenth Amendment that say that states and individuals have powers. If they haven't expressly delegated them to the federal government, they retain those powers. Well, we've ignored the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. And we've ignored the millions, tens of millions of babies that have been killed in this country because we go with this charade of judicial supremacy and feel like the way that we're going to fix this is not to reestablish the Constitution, but to pack the court with conservative judges. And then you wind up with, you know, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh and Roberts and these other judges appointed by Republicans who turn out to be statist politicians and bureaucrats. What a surprise. And it wasn't even close. It was 7-2 to say that this Manhattan district attorney can go on a witch hunt. So we'll have more to say about that and some of the other court cases that have just been decided in the last couple of days. But before I leave this slavery issue, and who is the master and who is the slave, as I was pointing out in great detail, you know, the slavery that is continuing today, as I point out many times, after we went in with the brilliant policy of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama to overthrow Muammar Gaddafi and create a way for the criminal elements of the Pentagon and the intelligence agencies to funnel arms to their secret wars in the Middle East, what they also did was they created slave auctions in Libya. And, of course, there's systems of slavery that are going on in Saudi Arabia and other parts of Africa as well. And we've got some people, interesting, that in France, where there are a lot of refugees from those particular countries, they're speaking up and saying, wait a minute, I'm seeing people who have fled these same countries that I fled. They're on the dole. They're taking money from the French government, and now they're spitting in the face of the French citizens and burning down their monuments here, burning down their societies. What's going on? And they're defending the West, which is something that most people in the West won't do. And then that brings us to Omar, Ilhan Omar. And yesterday, I played the clip for you. I've got another one today where she's calling for dismantling the police. But, you know, she was saying we've got to dismantle not just the police, but everything in America. Would it be that she is making all of this noise lately because she's being looked at more carefully about some of the unethical dealings that are going on with her, one of her husbands? I don't know. How many husbands does she have? I mean, she's had so many different husbands. Some of them simultaneously. You know, she's got a whole harem of husbands, doesn't she? So this latest one, Tim Minette, she married in March, $292,814.99 from her campaign this year for digital advertising. Well, gee, they can do a lot of that. According to FEC commission filings, the New York Post reported on Tuesday. Altogether, she has paid him $878,000 the entire time she worked for his campaign. This all came up because of a divorce filing that his wife had saying that her campaign manager, was having an affair with Ilhan Omar while working as a paid consultant, and while Omar was married to her second husband at the time. Or was it her third? I don't know. Did she marry her brother? Was she? I don't. It's hard to keep up. And quite frankly, I'm not really too interested in Ilhan's sex life. I'm just interested in the fact that she wants to destroy my country after coming here from that failed state in Somalia where her father was part of the government, a Marxist, and he would have had to lie to get to America because that's one of the questions they ask when you come. Are you a Marxist? Oh, no. not intentionally, sir, like James Clapper would say. All right, let's play video clip number two. Here's where Ilhan is now calling for dismantling the police in Minnesota.
Do we need to invest in police? But we need to completely dismantle the Minneapolis Police Department.
And then we can go to the rest of the country. We dismantle everything about America.
The Minneapolis Police Department is rotten to the root.
Rotten.
And so when we dismantle it, we get rid of that cancer and we allow for something beautiful to rise. And that reimagining allows us to figure out what public safety looks like for us.
Yeah, looks like Mogadishu if she gets her way. You want to know what society she wants to set up? Just watch Black Hawk Down. You can see her ideal society there at Mogadishu, Somalia. And as she's doing that, and of course I played for you the clip yesterday where we have to completely dismantle our entire system of oppression. Sarah Hedge says, once again, Ilhan Omar shows that the only defining element in Washington greater than irony is hypocrisy. Yeah, because it isn't, this stuff is intended, folks. And I like this comment. They said, what should upset voters the most is that all this stuff she's doing in terms of funneling $1 million nearly to her, boy toy, is all perfectly legal under the system of quote-unquote laws designed by politicians like her. So she talks about how we got to get rid of the system. Yeah, there is a system that needs to be changed. And I think that we should restore the Constitution. How about that? That would be a nice change. So when we're talking about dismantling the police, and they talk about how, we've seen all these articles from the LA Times, getting killed by the police is the leading cause of death for young black men. Well, that's actually not true. They say that black men are and boys are 2.5 times more likely than white men and white boys to die during an encounter with cops. Well, let's compare that to, something like maybe abortion, which is the leading cause of death for young black boys. Okay, so they say, there's a 1 in 1,000 chance of being killed by the police. You know what the chances per 1,000 of being aborted are? 390 if you're black. 111 if you're white. You know, out of every pregnancy, 390 end in abortion out of every 1,000. Out of every police encounter, 1 out of every 1,000 ends in death. But it's pretty certain. Now, it's not certain that all of these black boys who are killed or black men who are killed are completely innocent. Good number of them probably are. But you know what? Every one of the black babies killed are innocent. Every one of them. No complaint about that by the left, is it? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off. Body's really strong extract of turmeric formula. Sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus, the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for yourself. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high-quality vitamin D3. Taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high-quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Silk X2. Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund hardcore truth.
Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all. When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response. You order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Bodies. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July. And Bodies has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one stronger. We don't know about it, or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. And fund the InfoWar at InfoWarStore.com. And I salute and thank you all. The 4th of July, 2020. We are here. And despite all the globalist attacks, you, the viewers and listeners of this transmission, have supported us by prayer, by word of mouth, and by buying the products, and you have done all of this. So when you look at the huge effect InfoWars has had, I want you to understand that it's because of what you have done. And myself and the whole crew salute you on this July 4th, 2020. We've got a lot of our best-selling products that were sold out, DNA Force Plus, Bodies, Ultra 12, and others that have been sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off for the 4th of July. We're running this special. I want to encourage you to get these products because they have enriched my life so much. I know they'll enrich your life. And regardless, it's a total 360 win because it funds the InfoWar. The only way we fail is when you don't take action. I don't need to tell you that. You already took action. And I salute and thank you.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
All right, so we have Ilhan Omar, who says we've got to dismantle the Minneapolis police. And not only that, we've got to dismantle all of America because it is a system of oppression and racism. And the LA Times says leading cause of death for young black men in America is being killed by the police. They say you're 2.5 times more likely to be killed by police if you're black than if you're white. And they say that is a 1 in 1,000 number of the chances of being killed. All right, let's compare that to abortion. For every 1,000 pregnancies, live births, I should say, 390 end in abortion for black people. For whites, is 111. If you want to talk about the rate of death, the abortion rate among black people, is a 25.1 for white people, 6.8. So if they want to say that you're 2.5 times more likely to be killed by the police, you're 3.7 times more likely to be killed by Planned Parenthood. How about that? Do they care? No. They gave $80 million to Planned Parenthood, even though, out of the stimulus funds, even though they were forbidden from participating in that, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats managed to channel $80 million to Planned Parenthood. And again, if you are a black baby, and by the way, all black babies are innocent, and they're killing them at 3.7 times more likely to be killed by the abortionist. The 2.5 times more, we don't know if these, you know, just to say that black people are being killed, we don't know how many of them are innocent and how many of them are guilty, do we? But it's 2.5 times more likely to be killed by the police if you're black than white, but 3.7 times more likely to be killed by Planned Parenthood if you're black than if you're white. We don't care about that, do we? In New York City in 2015 alone, more black children were aborted than were born alive. In Georgia, where blacks make up 32% of the population, black women had 62% of the abortions, while whites had only 24%. Okay, so they make up one-third of the population in Georgia, but they have two-thirds of the abortions. And so Babylon Bee puts it this way. A nation that kills 3,000 babies a day feels morally superior to slave owners from 200 years ago. And the Democrats who talk about racism when it comes to police don't talk about the racism that was inherent in Planned Parenthood from the beginning. Margaret Sanger set this up as a eugenicist organization. As a matter of fact, there are some people in Planned Parenthood now who want to expose that, you know, as we're having our racism purge. Some of them have gone back and looked at the eugenicist writings of Margaret Sanger finally and are calling her out. I've never seen that before from Planned Parenthood, but don't expect that to cause Planned Parenthood to be defunded by the Democrats like Nancy Pelosi. Babylon Bee, I love the way they put this. Leftists who support killing 3,000 babies a day, and again, 3.7 times more likely to kill a black baby than a white baby. And they like to talk about racism, don't they? Leftists who support killing 3,000 babies a day were trying to virtue signal, but quickly ran into a problem. There's no one alive to whom they can feel morally superior. It's kind of hard to be morally superior when you are ripping babies apart limb by limb or burning them to death inside the womb. So the movement was forced to look to people from 200 years ago to try to find someone they could somewhat credibly criticize for their moral failings. We had a tough time finding people we could feel superior to that are currently living, said a white BLM activist in Portland as he Googled how to tear down a statue if you don't have any muscles. So we were forced to turn to the archive. Sure enough, we feel a lot better about our own moral issues when we compare ourselves to the moral failings of people from centuries ago. It's the only way to keep any sense of self-righteousness. Look how much better we are than these people from hundreds of years ago, said the baby murder supporters as they tore down a statue of Frederick Douglass. Oh, yeah, that's exactly right. Babylon Bee nailed it on the head. And so then, you know, because of that, we have these silly games that they play. Like, you know, you've probably seen it by now. The op-ed pieces about how they've got to change the name of the Masters Golf Tournament. Because it harkens back to slavery, right? And this is coming from a sports blog, Deadspin, and the journalist who did this shameful piece of op-ed is Rob Parker. He argued that the name the Masters Golf Tournament conjures up thoughts of slave masters in the South, not mastery of the game of golf. And so, you know, when we talk about the already last week, 2 weeks ago, whatever, they were talking about, we've got to get rid of, computers and communications, you know, you have a situation where we got master-slave communications protocols. You know, you can have a master-slave protocol for communication, or you can have a peer-to-peer. It's very descriptive of what's going on with a communication protocol. But no, now it's racist, right? Or, you know, master bedroom. Oh, that's got to be racist. I don't know anybody that has a bedroom that they call slave bedrooms, except maybe Jeffrey Epstein. But, you know, master bedroom, that's got to be purged. Maybe we could purge master degrees, because that sounds like slavery, doesn't it? Oh, wait a minute. University overeducated liberals, probably several of them have master's degree. That would kind of hit home, wouldn't it? That kind of hypocrisy. And as this idiot sports writer, Rob Parker, says, the masters never felt good or even sounded good when you said it. It's just a dark reminder of America's ugly past. Okay. And then let's, are you really a master or are you a slave? Coke, Nike, and all these other pro-Black Lives Matters corporations are actually using slave labor, reports Front Page magazine. Good analysis. Coca-Cola would like you to know that it cares about oppression. And it also thinks that America is evil. The CEO said, where we stand on social justice. He did a statement. And as they describe him, he is the head of the obesity conglomerate Coca-Cola. Let's talk about people who are enslaved and addicted to sugary drinks like Coca-Cola and what that is doing to actually kill people, black and white. Oh, no, no. Let's virtue signal about this. He says he is, quote, outraged, sad, frustrated, angry. They point out, yeah, it's hard for a guy in such a racist country who is making $18 million a year to make amends for all of this sin that he has laid upon himself, right? Yeah, you know, when we talk about people being addicted to sugar and drinks like Coca-Cola, let's remember where sugar came from. It came from plantations historically. Oh, wait a minute. It still does come from slave plantations. As he says, companies like ours must speak up as allies to the Black Lives community. The Congressional Executives Commission on China has released a report just as recently as March on China's slave labor practices, which is where Coca-Cola, Adidas, Calvin Klein, Campbell's Soup Company, Costco, Esprit, H&M, Tommy Hilfiger, Patagonia, Nike, companies that are using forced slave labor. As a matter of fact, these communist plantations are still supplying them with labor, probably, I don't know, sugar too, probably. Nestle's, Heinz, Kraft, Unilever, these corporations that decry racism in America are benefiting from the new communist plantation. But that's okay because it's run by communists, and communists are good. It's only Americans who have plantations who are bad. You know, if the communists do it, if the Marxists do it, if the Africans do it, if the Muslims do it, it's fine. Slavery is fine. It's only ever happened in America. And why don't you hear the media talking about this? Well, because they're their corporate sponsors. They're corporate sponsors. Yeah, when we look at what is coming up here in the next segment here, I'm going to talk about school because, you know, President Trump, and we'll talk about the SCOTUS decision that just came up, Supreme Court, his two picks, by the way, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, joined with majority to let the district attorney of Manhattan go on a fishing expedition. That's right. I bet if you took a picture of his door, he's probably got a gone fishing sign now on there. We'll be right back.
I told you this 5 months ago, and now it's official. The lockdown is directed by the United Nations and is permanent. The psychological war chiefs that developed the COVID-19 mind control hoax knew that once they got the public for several months to wear masks and social distance, they would be able to permanently turn it on and off at any time they want by putting handcuffs on someone and then add new demands that people take forced inoculations, that they have contact tracing on their phones, and that every aspect of our lives be controlled. This is all complete and total preparation for world government, forced inoculation, and complete enslavement of the human population. This is medical tyranny. This is the Bill and Melinda Gates UN takeover. This is the end of civilization as you know it. Living in denial only empowers the enemy. If you want to break free from this trance, there's not much time. Warn everyone you know that it's a giant hoax. Show them the numbers. Show them the facts. And explain that it's the end of the world as we know it if we don't wake up and resist.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Bodies Really Strong Extract of Turmeric Formula. It's sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the W10. So good for yourself. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high-quality vitamin D3 taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high-quality B12 again taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Cell X2 Nascent Iodine Spray 33% off. And so much more.
So I want to thank you all this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm from New Bern, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tuba Force have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
We need to get back to the land, back to self-sufficiency, and back to being prepared. And the way to start, ladies and gentlemen, is having friends and family with a bug-out plan if there is a total collapse and water filtration and food to last you at least a few months. And the food we have is very high quality. It's in great containers that are great to be mobile. They have wide selection, special diets, you name it. It's the best price you're going to find, but you need to get the orders in now in the lull before the storm. I told you lockdown 2 was coming. The New World Order is making its move. Whether Trump loses or wins, things are just going to get more crazy, and this food lasts 25 years inside the containers. So it's something you can hide, something you can bury, something you know is an ace in the hole for you and your family in the future. And the little bit of profit that comes in funds the InfoWar to continue to warn the people. So you're also funding InfoWars, the most powerful Paul Revere organization in the world, and it's powered by you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Some vaccination news coming up here, but I just want to talk a little bit about schooling in this segment here. Guys, get ready with video clip 4. Now, we have President Trump has been going to war with Fauci over whether or not schools can open up. Not over the fake statistics, not over the fake mask regulations, but whether or not schools can open up. And it's really just a tongue lashing that's going on. I disagree with the CDC on their very tough and expensive guidelines for opening schools. He says, in 2 or 3, 4 weeks, by the next time we speak, I think we're going to be in a very good shape, he said. Well, I don't think so. Because Fauci has to be removed, and he has to be discredited, because people are afraid to do this. I mean, you got the teachers who are fighting him over this. Anybody that gets sick or dies, it's going to be his fault. He's going to have killed them, right? Unless you debunk the garbage that Fauci has put out there. But again, maybe we ought to go back. Maybe somebody ought to reread President Trump's excellent speech at Mount Rushmore to him, where he said that the schools are being used to teach children to hate our country and our system of government and our Constitution. And as I said, if they weren't misinformed, they wouldn't have any information at all out of schools. They don't teach them, and this is very well documented. It's been going on for a long time. Why are we pushing them into schools? Well, it's very simple. Because the schools have become nothing other than babysitting for most parents in this country. You put the kids there, you have them babysit them for you so you can go do whatever you want to do or have to do, you know, go to work. In this particular case, we're going to push the kids back into a system that teaches them to hate America so that we can get Americans back to work, get the economy going so they can get reelected again. And when you look at this, sacrificing our country and our children and even our lives when it comes to Operation Warp Speed vaccines. Why? So we can get the economy rolling again. Yeah, that really is where the, I think, a lot of people are saying, well, you don't want to shut everything down. You think that the economy is more important than lives. Well, this is where they really do think the economy is more important than lives. Our lives, our children's lives, and the life of the country, they think the economy is more important than that. No, you know, I don't think that we ought to be, and I've said this from the very beginning, I don't think that locking down the entire country was the right way to do this. I don't think locking down people who are not sick, presuming that everybody is sick and that you have to prove to them in order to travel, in order to go to school, because that's going to be a part of this. This is all going to be folded into this vaccine issue. Got to get you in school because, you know, parents need to be able to get back to work. And when they were doing that throughout Europe, as President Trump is saying, in Germany, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, many other countries, schools are open with no problems, all uppercase. And that's exactly right. Exactly right. And the way that you do this, the way that you reopen schools and everything else in our economy is to shut down Fauci's mouth and to discredit what he has had to say, these lies that he's been pushing out there. He and the CDC. It's not enough to silence them. It's not enough to fire them. You have to proactively lead and get people who are real scientists to do that. Yeah, he says, it goes on to say, moms want it, dads want it, kids want it. Well, I know about the kids, but mom and dads want it. It's time to do it, he said. And then Education Secretary Betsy DeVos said, well, we might withhold federal funds from these schools if they refuse to open. Again, showing another one of the systemic problems with the institutional schools. The fact that we have funding and control from the federal government. And so rather than fixing that problem, conservatives have always decided they will try to use it to their advantage. You know, it was the Federal Department of Education was created by Richard Nixon. Created by Jimmy Carter. And it was Reagan who was going to get rid of it. It was less than 4 years old. And he was saying, we've got to get rid of this. And instead of getting rid of it, he increased it to several times the size by the time he left. Charlotte Isaby and Phyllis Schlafly said the purpose of the Department of Education and government education in general, but specifically federal education, was to deliberately dumb down our children. If you want to know what's wrong with our police, if you want to know what's wrong with the Antifa that are in the streets, both of those problems go back to the federal government. The federal government has militarized our police. They've changed their training, their tactics, their equipment. They put in the unconstitutional war on drugs. That's what does go back to Richard Nixon. And actually, before Richard Nixon, it goes back to the UN. And so rather than address those fundamental issues, rather than address the issue of what the schools are doing to turn our kids into Marxists, we just go on with business as usual. That's the problem with conservatives. They consolidate and set in concrete the gains of the socialists and the Marxists. We've got a good example of this from campus reform. Let's play video clip number four, a little bit of this. Young Americans are willing to give up their First Amendment rights to avoid offending other people.
A lot of colleges and universities are starting to crack down on student and professor social media accounts citing hate speech. Do you agree with that? Do you think schools should be monitoring what their students and professors post online for quote-unquote hate speech?
Definitely. I definitely think that they should be monitoring the hate speech because that shouldn't be allowed.
I mean, yeah, because all the things that's going on around right now, I think it's like necessary. Schools should be doing more within the school community itself, with the students and the teachers and the people on the education board?
I mean, if it happened, like, not too long ago, then yeah. But, I mean, if it happened when you did something really dumb when you were really young, I don't think it should affect you, you know, because you're kind of dumb and you made dumb decisions.
Okay, here are these kids all wearing a mask. Do they know even? Let's just cut it here. Do these kids know that the chances that there are essentially zero deaths for people under 45 years old? But anyway, from COVID, and that's even presuming that people have multiple other issues have that. But no, I definitely think they should be monitoring all hate speech. So these people are inviting continual monitoring and checking of what you have to say, just like the Soviet Union. And we don't want to offend anybody. Yeah, no, look, free speech is the freedom to offend. And if you shut that down, you're not going to have any comedy, and you're not going to have any freedoms either. University allegedly threatens to pull a student's acceptance to college for supporting Trump in a TikTok video. Let's play a video clip number three. This is from an incoming Marquette University freshman. What did she say or do that got her to the extent that they're going to kick her out? Well, this is it right here. Let's play that.
You're mad. I'm back. Big mad. He's mad. She's mad. Big fat. Ha ha. Don't care. Stay mad.
Okay. Apart from her poor taste in music, what she put up there was at Marquette University 2024 sign and said, when the libs find their way to your page, when people see that I support Trump, then try to hate on me and think that I will change my views. That's what she did. And so for that, she's going to be kicked out. So I would say to President Trump, you're right at Mount Rushmore. You're right. These are Marxist universities. They're teaching Marxist values, and they are very effectively instilling them in our youth. And I would say to her, to Samantha, you know, forget about going to Marquette, which, by the way, is a Catholic college, right? Forget about going there. You don't want to go to a college like that. We'll talk more about what is happening and the choice that you have. And this is a choice that you need to be helping your students with. Or maybe you have the, if they're young enough, you have that decision right now. And that is, do you want an education or do you want to go to a school? Because that's really what this has come down to. There's a difference between an education and an institution. Okay. Before we go to break, I just want to tell you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Part of our continuing 4th of July super sale. We have free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off. We have lung cleanse, vitamin mineral fusion drink mix, where you can get your baseline of vitamins, minerals, amino acids without taking a lot of pills. Both of those, 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points. We also have VasoBeet. We call it that because natural concentrated beet juice, that's what it is, but it acts as a vasodilator. 50% off BodEase, turmeric, and many other natural products, 50% off. And free shipping, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The AlexaPure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the AlexaPure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the AlexaPure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
2020 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once a year mega sale is here, and we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But BodEase, our ultimate turmeric formula, This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Plant the seed in our home, and boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys, call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall
Liberty
tree.
It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We are the sons of liberty. Save it from the storm, boys. Water down its roots with tea. And the sun will always shine.
Welcome back. I was just talking in the last segment about an incoming freshman going to Marquette University. And she's having her acceptance being rescinded because she put up a short little 15-second TikTok video about, yay, I like Trump, and people hate me because of this. Well, that university hates her because of that. Or the campus reform interview with students who said, oh, no, I don't think we should have free speech if that hurts people's feelings. I don't think we should have history if that hurts people's feelings. I don't think we should have any debate or critical thought or examination about anything if it hurts somebody's feelings. We have an NC librarian out of North Carolina, out of Raleigh, North Carolina, went to a Facebook group of North Carolina Teachers United to ask what books she should remove from the school library in order to conquer racial bias. And it went pretty big in terms of people mocking her. Here's what one comment, and this is coming from First and Freedom Daily. Person said, well, let's just check the list of books banned by the dogma of woke to see which books in the public school library you should remove. Well, a public school librarian and veteran educator, you should definitely remove any books to the Founding Fathers because, you know, they owned slaves. Actually, all traditional American history books in general should be tossed. And only teach from the 1619 project of New York Times and other things. And for sure, make certain that there are zero remnants of the classic Hardy Boys mystery novels for kids. Those privileged mystery-solving white boys were created during Jim Crow. So, just so that you know. And so we've got all these different book-burning removal suggestions with a librarian. And they said, in this article, if there is any silver lining to the absurdity of the pandemic panic, it will be that more and more parents and students exercise school choice in enrolling in private, charter, or home school. As a matter of fact, fee.org interviewed a lot of people. We've had USA Today say 60% of parents surveyed said that they will likely choose at-home learning this fall. 30% of parents surveyed said they were very likely to keep their children home, even if the schools reopen. And a good example of some of the problems besides controlling their thoughts, besides the Marxist curriculum, besides promoting intolerance, besides opposing critical thinking, besides avoiding or misinterpreting all history and math. Remember, we had the Black Lives Matter person out there saying 2 + 2 = 4 is a white construct. And 2 + 2 = 5 is an Orwellian construct. And that's exactly what Black Lives Matter is putting out there. But then, of course, there's also the police state aspect, you know, getting your kids accustomed to having body searches all the time and having school police. I talked about that last week when you had the L.A. school police guy. Well, they had something like 700 people in the schools, police in the schools. And they said, well, I'm going to, you know, if we have to cut our budget, I'm just going to quit. And it's like, well, we never needed school police when I was in school. What happened that we need them now? Well, quite frankly, we don't, unless you want to condition them. But has it really made the schools any safer? Take a look at this temper tantrum from this kid who wanted an A. Let's get video clip number 12. This kid just, I thought when I saw this clip that he was going to attack the teacher. You got that clip ready? Let's play video clip number 12.
I'm not. That's a big difference between an A and a B.
I want an A.
I want an A. Give me an A. Throws that desk over.
Like, I want an A. Can I get an A?
Give me an A. I want an A. I should have an A. What kind of oppressive racist system is this where he doesn't get an A? Yeah. That's one of the other things that you won't have if you homeschool, that kind of insanity, because there's no discipline in the school, in spite of the fact that we have a police force there. There's no discipline whatsoever. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the Supreme Court. There were already a couple of decisions I was going to be talking about, and today they came up with a ruling that the District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr., anybody remember the Carter administration, remember Cyrus Vance Sr., and his political operative son now is engaged in a fishing expedition. As I said, probably if you go to his office, you'll see a sign on the door, "Gone Fishing," because that's what really this is about, getting President Trump's tax returns, which is what the Democrats have wanted to do from the very beginning. Find some pretense to get the tax returns because, you know, tax returns have gotten very complicated. It's one of the problems with the income tax system that we have here. It's kind of like, you know, bring me the man, I'll find the crime. Any system that is sufficiently complex is the same as having no law at all. And that's really what we have. And so if you've got a situation, that's where ordinary people are. You get an IRS agent who's got it in for you, even if you're on a salary. Joe Bannister, who is an investigator with the criminal division of the IRS, and they have to get audited on an annual basis. And there was a person who was not happy about the fact that they thought that he had a glamorous job. He got to travel. He got to carry a gun. Probably got paid at a higher rate. Didn't like him at all. And decided that they were going to find something on him, and did, audited him and accused him of all kinds of stuff. He fought it, and he was exonerated, and actually he got more money back than when they went back and did the thing. He actually had overpaid his taxes. But see, all it takes when you have a law that is incredibly complicated, all it takes is an aggressive person who's got a vendetta for you to come after you with criminal charges. And that's precisely what the Democrats have been salivating about over President Trump's tax returns. Because, I mean, look at how complicated his system is. I mean, he's got multiple businesses all over the place, a lot of dealings everywhere, and multiple countries and so forth. And so whether or not there's anything shady, they can make something shady if they can get his tax returns. And now this is very big news. In a 7-2 decision, and the two Supreme Court justices that he just appointed, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, have joined with Roberts and with the liberals, the four Democrats. And I guess really we ought to consider Roberts as a Democrat now. I don't know why we keep saying, well, he voted with the liberals. He is a liberal. I mean, he's a statist liberal. How many times does he have to vote as a statist liberal before we start calling him a statist liberal? There is now a 5-4 liberal majority with Roberts there. But it's interesting that Kavanaugh and Gorsuch joined with them as well. This has been spurred by disclosures, evidently, you know, the what Cyrus Vance Jr. is saying, as he's looking into hush money that was paid to the two porno stars, Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal. And so I don't know, is that an FEC issue to look into that? Why hasn't the FEC investigated that? Why is this a local Manhattan district attorney who is doing this? And everybody knows that this is money that was paid to them. If that's a crime, investigate that separately. Why do you need to get his tax returns for that? Well, we'll have a lot more to say about this as we move forward. This is going to be an unfolding case, and this is the next tactic after all of the different impeachment and coup attempts that they've had. This is the one where they want to focus on, because this is going to have, they think they can give him a black eye politically by bringing up these affairs. And they probably are right. Probably are right. There's nothing to defend about the affairs themselves, but understand what these people are truly after when they come up with this. There was another couple of cases that were decided by the Supreme Court in the last day or so. And I thought it was interesting how the left portrayed this one court case, Little Sisters of the Poor versus Pennsylvania. Here's the headline from MSN. Supreme Court sidelines women in favor of religious bosses. The religious bosses that they're talking about are the Little Sisters of the Poor versus Pennsylvania. I mean, do you really want to be on the side of Pennsylvania coming after the Little Sisters of the Poor? And of course, this is about protecting women, right? Oh, wait a minute. The Little Sisters of the Poor are all nuns. But they don't have any rights. Why? Because, you know, they're hateful Catholics. Yeah, get rid of them. Employers with, quote, sincerely held religious or moral objections do not have to provide coverage and now may decline coverage over contraception, but also over abortion. That's the other thing. They don't mention abortion here. The question is, for whatever reason, why should the Little Sisters of the Poor, who are nuns, why should they be forced to pay for abortion coverage and contraception? This is the left. The logic, yeah, that lady right there, she needs to have abortion coverage and contraception coverage. I said one of two big wins today, reports MSN, for religious employers seeking to end-run laws intended to protect workers. Oh, yeah. You want to protect the little sisters? No, no, no. They want to attack them. They point out that when ACA, they don't call it Obamacare, they call it ACA. When it was passed in 2010, employers had to provide cost-free contraceptive coverage and abortions. They don't mention abortions. Isn't that interesting how MSN doesn't do that? I guess it's because it doesn't pass the style term demands from AP, right? You're not supposed to talk about abortion. You know, this is about abortion rights. Supreme Court upholds Trump's order protecting Little Sisters from funding abortion. Now, this is the other side looking at this, lifenews.com. And they actually have quotes from the Little Sisters of the Poor. We are overjoyed that once again the Supreme Court has protected our right to serve the elderly without violating our faith. Our life's work and great joy is serving the elderly poor, and we are so grateful that the contraceptive mandate will no longer steal our attention from our calling. Justice Alito agreed, and actually there were two different opinions that agreed with the opinion that was written by Clarence Thomas. So seven of the justices voted that you're not going to force Little Sisters of the Poor nuns to pay for abortion insurance and to buy a contraceptive insurance. And Clarence Thomas wrote the opinion that everybody joined of the seven. The two who didn't, by the way, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Darth Vader Ginsburg, and Sonia Sotomayor. No. They want to force nuns to buy abortion and contraceptives. Because, you know, they say so. But that was, for women's rights. We're going to force these nuns to do that. Clarence Thomas said, for over 150 years, little sisters have engaged in faithful service and sacrifice, motivated by a religious calling to surrender all for the sake of their brothers. But for the past 7 years, they, like many other religious objectors who have participated in the litigation and rulemaking leading up to today's decision, have had to fight for the ability to continue in their noble work without violating their sincerely held religious beliefs. So we have a First Amendment that says you have free exercise of religion, and yet these people who have no legal authority whatsoever under the Constitution to force you to buy any kind of insurance, not only want to force them to buy insurance, but force them to buy this particular type of insurance. And so Alito wrote a dissenting opinion that said this opinion that was put out by Clarence Thomas should go further, and we should shut this down completely. We should have done a better job of allowing objections from this, and it should be a stronger opinion. And then you had two liberals who said, well, we're agreeing with this, but with caveats. And some people said, well, that decision may be used to continue this fight against freedom of religion, the free exercise of religion. We'll be right back.
When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response. You order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Bodies. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July, and Bodies has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one starter. We don't know about it, or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. Fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. I salute and thank you all. The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Bodies really strong extract of turmeric formula. It's been sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the W10. So good for your cells. So amazing. That's back in stock. 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high-quality vitamin D3. Taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high-quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Cell X2. Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all. Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at band.video. Get it out and expose the hoax.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula, the new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Some people are saying, well, you know, this decision by the Supreme Court, not the one about President Trump's tax returns, but the ones that were already in the cards this morning, to say that, you know, as President Trump in his first year, he gave an exemption to the Little Sisters of the Poor and other groups who said, we don't want to be forced to pay for abortion coverage or for contraception and so forth. We showed you the pictures of President Trump meeting with them, shaking their hands and so forth. And so then you had some states who came after that, Pennsylvania and others. They took it to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said, no, he can do that. And in the dissents, you had, even though they agreed with that, everybody, all the 7-2, the only ones who disagreed with that were Darth Vader Ginsburg and Sotomayor, who really hate religious freedom of every sort, because there were two decisions. The other one was about religious institutions and who they must hire or fire, right? Who they can hire or fire and conditions they can do it. And of course, they always will take a position contrary to religious freedom. But when in this particular case with the Little Sisters of the Poor, you had Kagan write, even though they agreed with the majority opinion done by Clarence Thomas. She said, well, I don't like President Trump's motives, and I think those should be reviewed. And so this may continue this. Alito said, yeah, I think we need to be stronger. We need to go even further. We got to foreclose a kind of administrative law challenge that Kagan was talking about. So because he said this still leaves wiggle room, we should have gone been even stronger with this decision. And because she says, yeah, I think it should be reviewed by bureaucratic overlords who are not elected, they said, well, this may not be the end of it yet. Yeah, because we're now not going to look again. This is the new trend. It's just like the hate speech stuff, right? We're going to look at President Trump's motives in all of this. That was the absurd idea that they had when they said, well, you know, we got an executive order from the previous administration, and it was Obama's Department of Homeland Security person, Janet Napolitano, who said, I'm not going to enforce the law for certain classes of people. Oh, wait a minute. You mean you're not going to enforce the law? That's what you took an oath to do? And you're not going to have equal protection under the law either? And you're going to put out an executive order? But all of that was illegal. And then when Trump comes along and says, no, we're not going to continue with DACA. We're not going to continue to not enforce the law. We're going to enforce the law. They said, you can't do that. We don't like your motives. And that's what Kagan is saying here. And Sotomayor. I mean, this is insane. Yeah, it does. We're not going to pay attention to the law. We're not going to pay attention to the fact that you have these powers under the law. We're not going to pay attention to what the law itself says. We're going to go along with these illegal things that were done by the previous administration, because Obamacare is illegal. It is absolutely illegal. There's absolutely no basis for it, especially now that the beard of calling it a tax has been taken away. The penalty for not buying Obamacare has been taken away, so it doesn't have any basis to force people to buy stuff. But they're going to continue this fight. And then there was another decision which had to do with a federal anti-discrimination law and the ministerial exception to it that was carved out by the Supreme Court. And I say, well, you can't discriminate based on religion or these other factors and so forth, unless you are a religious school, right? And the whole point of having a private religious school or even a church is the fact that you are exercising your religious preferences. But they want to be able to force you to hire, as we saw a couple of weeks ago in the court case that Neil Gorsuch led and actually wrote the decision. We're not going to let you discriminate against gay and transgender employees. And so that a lot of people like me said, well, okay, you do that, and that means that you're going to have churches are going to be forced to hire transgender people. And, you know, put them up front. And if you don't do that, you're going to be shut down with lawsuits and all kinds of stuff. And they said, well, no, you don't have to worry about that because it's not going to impinge on this. And Reason Magazine and others are saying, see, those concerns were overblown because now we have this ruling. We have two Catholic school teachers alleging that they were fired for reasons of health and age, respectively. And they came back and said, well, because this is a private religious school, they can fire them for whatever reason, essentially. They said the religious education and formation of students is the very reason for the existence of most private religious schools. Therefore, the selection and supervision of the teachers upon whom the schools rely to do this work lies at the core of their missions. Judicial review of the way in which religious schools discharge those responsibilities would undermine the independence of a religious institution in a way that the First Amendment does not tolerate. They didn't buy the argument that they were fired for reasons of health and age. I think they said these are people who are in a ministerial position, and so these rules do not apply. We're not going to get involved in this. As I said, if we get into that, then we're basically going to be sitting there in opposition to the First Amendment by putting ourselves in that position, because that's fundamentally why these institutions exist, is for the free exercise of religion. So I hope that Reason is right. I hope that they are going to preserve that rather than opening up a can of worms, legal worms, for these schools and churches and so forth with this latest decision. They said this would undercut, people were concerned that the Bostock decision that Gorsuch wrote a couple of weeks ago would undercut the court's previous rulings in favor of the free exercise rights of religious institutions. The problem is that nobody has any rights as long as you have a judicial supremacy of the Supreme Court. Everybody just has privileges. Now, at the current time, what they've decided is that they're going to support seven of them. Two of them say no. Two of them, Darth Vader, Ginsburg, and Sotomayor, don't support the free exercise of religion. But the bottom line is that these Supreme Court justices, if you get a majority of them, you get five of them, then you don't have any rights. They can decide that, which means that nobody has any rights. We just have Supreme Court granted privileges that can be revoked at any point in time. So that is where we are with the Supreme Court, as to whether or not they are going to allow us to have these privileges or not. And again, they have decided that they are going to allow a fishing expedition by the district attorney there in Manhattan. And I think when you look at what is going to happen, this is really going to be a big case. This is a big issue. I think this is much bigger, quite frankly, than these other attempts to try to frame President Trump. I mean, when you look at what's going on with this, the Russian hit thing, right? They're even talking about barring Bill Barr, AG Bill Barr, from any kind of travel outside of the District of Columbia. You know, kind of putting him under house arrest like the rest of us. Not for coronavirus, but for political purposes. So wait, the coronavirus thing is a political purpose. But then they also, as they are talking about President Trump and how he didn't do enough to protect soldiers from Russian assassination hit squads, they have shut down any attempt by President Trump to pull any soldiers out of Afghanistan. Now, how do you justify that kind of hypocrisy?
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off bodies, really strong extract of turmeric formula. It's been sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for your cells. So amazing. That's back in stock 50% off. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high-quality vitamin D3 taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high-quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Spray, 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all for this July 4th coming up for standing with us. And I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. And I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
As we enter the critical month of July, it is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months. My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their 4 plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush. 2020 is a very special year to the globalist, to the occultist, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once a year mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalist's next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Gerald Celente. You can find his Trends Journal at trendsresearch.com, and you can find Gerald's comments on Twitter at Gerald Celente. I wanted to get Gerald back on because last week, just before 4th of July, we were talking about his Occupy Peace rally that he was having. In support of peace and in opposition to the medical tyranny that's being put across this country, saying, no, you can't meet on 4th of July. Stay inside, slaves. And so he did that in defiance of these people. So I want to find out what happened. I want to find out what they are. Of course, I'm sure that he got some flack from these people, so I want to find out about that as well. Thank you for joining us, Gerald.
Oh, thanks for having me on, David.
Before we talk about the rally, though, let's talk about what happened yesterday, because you and I, when we spoke last week, we talked about these mercenaries, and as you point out, you know, we did the same thing. We used the Mujahideen, which we then rebranded so people wouldn't know that that was actually us that gave Osama bin Laden and these guys all these weapons and everything. You know, we called them Al-Qaeda. But they were the Mujahideen when they were on our side doing exactly what these people are freaking out about having been done to our troops and saying, well, President Trump knew about it and he didn't do anything about it. And yet the reality is that President Trump has been trying to get troops home from Afghanistan. And we just had a bipartisan 45-11 vote. A House Armed Services Committee voted yesterday to pretty much make it impossible for President Trump to pull any troops out of Afghanistan, joined by Dick Cheney's daughter, who is following in her warmonger father's footprints. And now they are saying that they're going to have to, before anything can, any troops can be brought home, they're going to have to do all kinds of reports to find out whether or not there were state actors that provided any incentives to the Taliban and their affiliates. I mean, what a bunch of garbage this is, Gerald.
Well, what a bunch of garbage the people are and that's running this country.
Yeah.
I mean, what person with a brain bigger than a pea would look up to a Pelosi or a Feinstein or a Lindsey Graham or a McConnell?
Look
or at
Cheney.
The idiots and lowlifes that we have running this country. And I think you should be careful about calling him Dick Cheney. You know, you don't want to get censored. I think Penis Cheney would be more proper. You know, look at the lowlives that they keep pumping up. And as George Carlin said, it's one big club and you're not in, you ain't in it. And his daughter, oh, she's perfectly suited, you know, to being, you know, in office. You know, what are her credentials? Like everybody else. Like we got the little lowlife over here, little Andy Cuomo, one after another. What do you got? That guy Gavin related to, tied into Pelosi. It's one big club. That little jerk down there, Holder, down in Maryland. Now he's talking about running for governor. You know.
Yeah, and it's these tyrants. I mean, they're all cut from the same cloth. It was the same Liz Cheney who was just lecturing everybody. Look, you got to wear masks last week, and showing her dick dad, you know, wearing a mask and saying he's a real man because he's wearing a mask.
Yeah.
But now she's saying, oh no, we're going to have a very responsible level of specificity will be required if we're going to make decisions about troop levels. In other words, before you can bring people home, you're going to have to be very specific and get our permission. What does it mean to be president? What does it mean to be commander-in-chief? The Pentagon, the Congress can overrule all that, and what they want is endless, eternal war, isn't it?
Well, that's what Eisenhower said. The military-industrial complex was robbing the nation of the genius of scientists, sweat of the labors, and future of the children. And that's what happened. Again, to show you what disgusting criminal human beings these people are, this war is going on, what is it going to be going on, 20 years?
Yeah.
And the longest war by far in American history, with nothing but disaster and costing us trillions of dollars, and there's a question whether or not to pull out the troops. And, you know, occupy peace is bring home all the troops. What are we doing over there in Europe? I mean, a damn war ended 75 years ago. Oh, we're going to stop the Russians. Grow the hell up. If there's a war over there, there'd be the end of the world. You got it? Any moron could understand that? Hypersonic weapons. This isn't 1943. You know, you got it. What's wrong with you people?
And the amazing hypocrisy, Gerald, to say that we're not going to let you pull any troops out of there until we do an investigation to see whether or not you knew about Russians trying to kill them. It's like, well, yeah, everybody's trying to kill them. And we're losing that war, big time losing that war, like we have every one of these asymmetric wars. And they're just, you know, if they had any brains, any concern about the troops' lives, or even any concern about trying to save face, they'd be trying to get out of there. The Taliban isn't negotiating with them because the Taliban is in a position of strength right now. We're losing that war after 20 years.
Yeah, we've been losing it constantly. Mm-hmm. And again, look at these people. Look what lowlives they are. They're not concerned about anything but their egos. I mean, look at the waste of time they had when they impeached Trump. You know, we said it from the beginning. This is a whole stupid waste of time. It's not going to go anywhere. The Senate has to vote to convict him, and they have a Republican majority. Why are you going through this? And they're doing the same thing again.
Yeah.
And again, the low life little, Here, let's make this 100% clear. All these little liberals, boy, do they love Obama and they hate Trump. Hey, how many wars did Obama have going on when he was the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner? I want that guy Gaddafi out of there. I want that guy Assad out of there. We're going back into Iraq. We got to save the Yazidis. Hey, how about that troop surge? All you low-life piece of garbage, cowardly liberals. They are disgusting. They look up to that low-life. And that's the other thing. You know, we had a rally over here, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was to unite. You look at the poster. Black hand, white hand joining. Great Anthony Frieda artwork. Unite for peace and to restore freedom. Do you know that the Black Lives Matter and the other groups that we invited to give a platform to unite for peace, didn't come?
Oh, that's you mean Black Lives Matter didn't want any peace?
They didn't want to come. You know why? Because Judge Napolitano was there as a speaker, and he's on Fox. And they don't like Gerald Celente because he's on InfoWars with Alex Jones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the truth.
Oh, yeah.
That's the truth.
Yeah. It's a tribalism. Now, it's a tribalism that's there.
Yeah. Now, what they forget is I also host an hour show on Progressive Radio Network. That doesn't count.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't.
Shows, that doesn't count. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm just giving you the example of the hypocrisy of the liberals. The liberals, as my pal Neil Pacifico, is the treasurer of Occupy Peace and Freedom. We've changing the name now. OccupyPeaceAndFreedom.org. He said the liberals are the new fascists.
That's right. That's right. And it really is showing, because you just had, I think it was 150 of them write an op-ed piece. Even Noam Chomsky, who has been a darling of the Marxist left, is getting purged by these people.
Yeah. And we got attacked. You have no idea, or you do have an idea with InfoWars. The attacks that came out on me were constant.
Mm-hmm.
Were constant. They were going to protest. They were going to be, didn't go anywhere. Didn't show up. The people could not have been nicer. The event went perfect. From infants to grandma and grandpas and everything in between.
That's great. So you didn't have any hassle from local officials there either trying to shut you down for having an event?
Nope. Nope.
Kingston, that's great.
Police, I always say it. The Kingston police, they couldn't be better. And they don't bust your chops for little stuff.
And see, that's the thing, Gerald. You know, we really have lost it when it comes to the federal government and when it comes to the state government. I think everywhere, even here in Texas, we have Abbott has gone off the rails. But it's the local areas where we've got the a lot of sheriffs and police organizations who said, we're not going to enforce these mask mandates. We're not going to fine people $250 for not wearing a mask outside. We're not going to do that. And that's really where we can build. We've got to build from the bottom up. We've got to build from the grassroots up. And that's what we can do. When it's the people who live in the community with you, they'll be a lot more reasonable than these distant bureaucrats at the state and federal level. We're going to have some clips from that event and see what Judge Napolitano had to say and Gerald Celente when we return. Stay with us.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
The 4th of July 2020 special has gone into high gear. We have 50% off Body's really strong extract of turmeric formula. Sold out for months. That's back in stock. DNA Force Plus with the BQQ, the CoQ10. So good for yourself. So amazing. That's back in stock for yourself. Winter Sun's been sold out for over 3 months. It's back in stock. Pure, high-quality vitamin D3. Taken under the tongue. Greater absorption. So good for your whole body. So essential. That's back in stock. Ultra 12. Super high-quality B12. Again, taken under the tongue. That is back in stock. Survival Silk X2. Nascent Iodine Spray. 33% off. And so much more. So I want to thank you all this July 4th coming up for standing with us. I want to invite you to take advantage of these great deals and great products that enrich yourself and your family's life and also fund Hardcore Truth. Again, take action. Big 4th of July sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We could not have done this without you. I thank you for your continued prayer, your focus, and your support. Again, I salute you all. When I thank the listeners of this broadcast, I'm not patting you on the head. I'm like a person that's been thrown overboard who finds a life raft to get on or a piece of driftwood. I am clinging to you. So when you call the show and thank me, listen, I'm thanking you too. We are in this together. Now, I try to bring you things that I know are amazing that have helped me and my family. So you get a great response. You order again. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's not a science. It's not a plan. It's just the way to do it. It's just common sense. And if you get one product, it's Body's. Now, our big 4th of July super sale is going right now through 4th of July, and Body's has been sold out for over 3 months. It's now back in stock. It is the strongest turmeric concentrate we could find out there. It may be the strongest on the market. Somebody might have one stronger. We don't know about it, or we'd have it. It is back in stock at 50% off. I want to encourage you all to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula while you still can. 50% off for the 4th of July. Fund the InfoWar. InfoWarStore.com. I salute and thank you all. Listeners are saying what I was privately saying to the crew last night. We may have just broken not just the biggest story in InfoWars history, but one of the biggest stories, period. The state of Texas confirms that the CDC and NIH have created a system where anyone that has a sore throat or a runny nose or who has been in contact with someone with COVID-19 is then added into the database as having a case and is counted as a case of COVID-19. It's in the NIH documents. It's at the state level. We confirmed it in Texas. We're now confirming it's in other states. This is beyond the other smoking guns of them putting people that die of gunshot wounds and stuff in the COVID column and the false positive test. That's all huge. This is beyond that. Mega criminal activity. And we've got these different county commission videos where they're just freaking out over it, saying, what in the world is this? The full video is posted at band.video. Get it out and expose the hoax.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Gerald Celente, and we're going to get back to Gerald in just a moment. He had the Occupy Peace and Freedom event over the 4th of July weekend in defiance of the state orders, and it was good that the local officials did not hassle them on that. And we've got some of the comments from some of the people there. Judge Napolitano spoke there, so we've got some clips that we're going to take a look at and talk to Gerald about where we go from here, because we do have to build this from the grassroots up, folks. You understand that. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you about our 4th of July super sale that is now continued. We have free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We have products like Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, great way to get your baseline vitamins, minerals, amino acids without taking a lot of pills, and that's now 50% off and free shipping and double Patriot points. We have VasoBeat. We have Bod-Ease, our all-natural anti-inflammation product, turmeric, and many other natural ingredients to help your body fight inflammation. Winter Sun Plus. Make sure that you have sufficient vitamin D. That's going to build your immune system. If you don't have sufficient vitamin D because you're not getting outside, because these people are locking you indoors, covering your face when you go out, that is a real serious issue. It's the beginning of many immune system problems, is a deficiency in vitamin D. And you're not going to be able to fight any kind of infection very effectively if you have a hampered immune system. One of the key things to build your immune system, and it's not just us saying this. You can go and you can find the NIH, the CDC, everybody says this. It's the AMA people, the NIH, the CDC, everyone says vitamin D is essential to building your immune system. A deficiency of vitamin D is very, very serious. So you can make sure you have sufficient vitamin D. Winter Sun Plus, now 50% off. Ultra 12, our vitamin B12, 50% off. Many other products, 50% off or more. Free shipping, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's go back to Gerald Slinty. Gerald, it was good that locally they did not hassle you. You were able to do this. You were able to occupy peacefully and exercise your freedom. And I'm glad to see that you've extended this to change this from just occupy peace to occupy peace and freedom, because it really is our individual freedom that's being attacked. And I think it's one of the reasons why you had that rally on 4th of July. Tell us a little bit about it, and we're going to take a look at what Judge Napolitano and some other people had to say. I'll let you throw those clips.
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to thank InfoWars. A lot of people came out with InfoWars shirts and because of you and Alex, and you know, a lot of them came to the rally. And everyone listening, you said we have to build from the grassroots up. And it's so important to do that. And yeah, as that great quote by Samuel Adams, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, mm-hmm. keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. So I say this because everyone listening, to support what you can for InfoWars, the products are great. And you mentioned about vitamin D and people wearing masks and being afraid. 71% of Americans, the latest poll, wear masks. 71, yeah. This is totally unnatural.
Mm-hmm.
And, but anyway,
and not healthy too, quite frankly. I mean, you've got a lot of people. Yeah.
Yeah. The facts are there. And then, mm-hmm. of course, they don't report on the facts. They only put the people out there that they want to promote fear. So the points of the rally was that we have to unite. As I said to the people, we need, you know, we're starting this, but we need an action plan to move forward on this. The action plan for the Occupy Peace side is very clear, and that is bring home all the troops, put them to work, you know, to rebuild our rotted infrastructure, secure the homeland with them, and force Congress to vote to go to war, which they have not done since World War II, against in violation of the Constitution, and have a ballot, a referendum on each state ballot. If we go to war, we the people decide, not mm-hmm. these clowns that keep getting us killed.
And they want to maintain, Gerald, that the president can put us in a war without a vote. But then at the same time, like we just saw yesterday, they want to say, well, the president can't pull any troops home.
I know.
Without our approval.
it's
one way. Yeah.
And the message, you know, my message is that if we don't do something really fast and really hard, we're going to be living hell on earth.
Mm-hmm.
They have sapped the joy out of life. The headline today coming out of one of the California, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti, or Graffiti, warns of possible new stay-at-home order, all options on the table. Who the hell are you to tell us what to do? Who the hell are these mayors, these governors? What happened to our rights?
Yeah,
and the sad thing is, the majority don't care. And this has been going, look, I mentioned in the Trends Journal last week, they locked down Melbourne now, Australia, right?
Mm-hmm.
The population of Australia is about 25.5 million people. Do you know how many deaths there are in Australia? About 106.
Wow.
106 deaths in a country, this is going on for 4 months, and you lock down the place? I'm mentioning this because this is a global sickness.
It is. You know, Gerald, I had a guy write me from Cambodia that's a listener. He's Belgian and he's living there. And he said, look, they've locked us down. They've applied these measures and the European Union is going to give us $500 million for the COVID relief. But he said, so far to date, At that point in time, when he contacted me, they'd had about 130 or something. And now, you know, the quote, as of yesterday was 140 cases, zero deaths out of a country of 16.7 million people. And yet lockdowns and $500 million that they're sending to these people. And they're using that money. They say, well, we'll give you a little bit of money here, but we're going to have to take your picture. We're going to have to take a picture of your house, get you on a database. I mean, this is a plan for tyranny.
It is tyranny right in front of our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And again, my greatest concern is going to lead us to war. When all else fails, this economy's crashed. Anybody that thinks it's going to bounce back, grow up.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't travel to Europe, oh, they're going to have a great time. All those American tourists, guess what? You're not going to be there. And everybody's afraid to fly.
Mm-hmm.
The restaurant business isn't coming back.
That's
and
right.
Now they're locking it down again. So
yeah, you know, at the beginning of the program, Gerald, I had these Japanese CEOs at an amusement park that was open, and they're wearing masks, and they're telling people you can't scream on the roller coaster. And what they told everybody was, scream inside. And you know, I am screaming inside. I'm screaming inside my home. I'm screaming inside that I can't believe that this is happening to us. We've got about 2 minutes left. Did you want to play a clip from Judge Napolitano?
Oh, yeah, he was brilliant.
Yeah, let's go to that clip.
And a heart of gold.
Yeah, let's go ahead and run that clip, guys. This Judge Napolitano.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for coming here on this beautiful day in this beautiful historic spot. We'll take you back a couple hundred years when we were colonists, run by a king and a parliament 3,000 miles away. The king was looking for ingenious ways to raise money. And one of those ways was to have Parliament enact the Stamp Act. The Stamp Act required that every piece of paper, every book, every financial document, every legal document, even a pamphlet you were going to nail to a tree, have the king's stamp on it. You went to a British government office and purchased the king's stamp. Question: how did the government 3,000 miles away know if you had a stamp on every piece of paper in your house? Answer: the Writs of Assistance Act. The Writs of Assistance Act permitted a secret court in London to issue a general warrant to British agents in America. A general warrant allows the bearer to seek wherever he wishes to go and seize whatever he finds. So it would be not uncommon for you to hear a knock on the door and a very polite British agent would say, "We are here to look at your papers and see if you have the king's stamp, and here's the warrant for them." Of course.
Oh, that's perfect. We're out of time. I want to get a quick comment from Gerald before we go to break. That's perfect. What a perfect parallel to what's happening today.
And, you know, we're on the most historic four corners of America, as you know. And that was in the Crown Garden behind the 1750 Franz Rogan House. Beautiful. And there were about 250 people showed up. It was just perfect.
And thank you for doing that, Gerald. And that's exactly what we have to do at the local level. Build this up. Thank you for taking a stand. Occupy peace and freedom. And that's it for the show, folks. Check out Gerald Celente, trendsresearch.com. You can find Trends Journal and Gerald Celente on Twitter at Gerald Celente.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I just wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubafors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
We need to get back to the land, back to self-sufficiency, and back to being prepared. And the way to start, ladies and gentlemen, is having friends and family with a bug-out plan if there is a total collapse and water filtration and food to last you at least a few months. And the food we have is very high quality. It's in great containers that are great to be mobile. They have wide selection, special diets, you name it. It's the best price you're going to find, but you need to get the orders in now in the lull before the storm. I told you lockdown 2 was coming. The New World Order is making its move. Whether Trump loses or wins, things are just going to get more crazy, and this food lasts 25 years inside the containers. So it's something you can hide, something you can bury, something you know is an ace in the hole for you and your family in the future. And the little bit of profit that comes in funds the InfoWar to continue to warn the people. So you're also funding InfoWars, the most powerful Paul Revere organization in the world, and it's powered by you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.